and possibly what is left is to keep on living within civilization and be most cynical about it, either in the hands of science to die slowly and passively, or in the hands of nature to die at least an active life. And instead of choosing what side to fight for, let's move to the side and see each side consuming one another. And the very automatism that gives us freedom in no time is the very automatism that gives us further restrictions. And in the end, we can express our humble opinion, but the authoritarian method always prevails. In the local forest, we collaborate and live. In the global village, we compete and die. Ultimately, one has to be a shit to do a shitty job. And every nature is beautiful in its primeval essence, and that is where we shall return. And rather than collaborating as a form of antagonism against competing, we ought to start thinking about contemplating. And since there is no such thing as establishing a society, all human effort should all be focused on the here and now. And exclusive focus on our reputation is like showing off our branches, unaware that without roots we can fall off. And with every inch of the planet being under strict regulations, there can be no temporary autonomous zone, but the one we can build from within. And the games of the little boys with their little machines become true when they get older. And we can more or less tolerate labor, but it is an abnormal application of our natural life. And in our simplified mindset, to live in nature means to find a profitable way to live in air, when in fact it is the way to live without profit. And in our civilization, we developed a distaste for the wilderness. We just need to get used to it again. And moments of great restrictions will be followed by moments of great concessions, and vice versa. And paradoxically, the great empathy for our humanity can only be achieved by looking at its small stories. And we get ready to harvest something, but always find a thing we are not ready to harvest. And domestication can be seen as both an obstacle to our return to the wild, as well as a medium. And in our contemporary world, it's all about shooting without an aim until something is actually hit. And any officer in the end is highly ranked. The problem is his or her total lack of content. And the technology of power in the end is like a monster cutting through the flow of life. The technology of the self can reinstate. And rather than using a mask to climb up whatever ladder, we use a mask to have the peace to climb down into our own nature. And all we can wish is for evil to die of its own accord. And in truth, just like plants, we become more collaborative when we get more contemplative. And not in the alien society, but in the natural landscape, humanity can be born again. And every conformist has the courage to criticize old regimes or faraway regimes, but never their own. And centralized, we quickly grow, and centralized, we quickly sink. And what makes us rich eventually makes us ugly within. And we cannot control anything, not even how we want our personal story to be told in the end. And isolation may only be in the end a way to enrich the desolation emerging from a regimented type of society. And we either exploit temporarily to be nomads or permanently to be sedentary, but now all the equations are unsettled. And we shall never worry about idiots on the way, because they're so idiotic that they will soon pull out. And as much as we can hope, the gloominess of the gloomy land never brightens up. And unless we come up with our own challenge in the flatness of civilization, we always stay flat. And communication on the distance makes us a giant, viewing others as minions we ought to, in the end, insult and exterminate. And every place in the end becomes toxic. It is us that ought to learn to move in order to keep healthy. And the outcome of the machine is total natural alienation. And art should be the artist's engagement with the environment without the supervision of the authority. And it is in itself a treasure to think how many secret treasures we have crossed through without even noticing them. And going beyond everyone also means that before being understood, a long time will pass by. And in earth walking, we find our renewal, while in skywalking, we corrupt not only ourselves, but the whole earth. And it is certainly more challenging to go up to the beginning of life rather than down to its end. And politically we can emerge, but only artistically we can last. And only keeping up with our physical and mental stamina, we can keep up with our humanity. And we should be the measure of our own selves, knowing that the measuring of others will only hinder us. And ultimately, fame is ephemeral, but we are attracted to it like wasps in a bottle of soda. And sooner or later, arrogance is wiped out from the face of the earth until a new form of arrogance arises. And we can either think that we are sick because we are not treated enough by civilization, or because we have been mistreated by it. And as the machine gets the whole of society to compete until total annihilation, poetry becomes the container where life is rescued. and we officially do what we are told, but our nature guide us into a totally different realm. And we go further and further, but always fall back into the original plan we conceived in a state of purity. And the biggest craziness seems to be not to be part of the craziness of a society accelerating until total destruction. And it is not a question of being open or close, it is a question of being able to oscillate between the two based on the circumstances. And following the fashion, we get exhausted while following our poetic wheel, we regenerate. And in wishing for our ideological dream to come true, we live up the nightmare of a too regimented reality. And science and technology will always bring the rise of an authority. Only the poetic use of science and technology can reverse. And generally speaking, the official theory always misses a point, and that is the destructive effect of bourgeois livelihood. And much of our life is wasted waiting to be upgraded when the upgrading turned out to be a fraction of time.